The Climate Change Advisory Council has called for a step up in financial support to halt and reverse biodiversity loss. They say the funding for nature conservation and restoration is totally inadequate and underestimates the role of biodiversity in limiting climate change impacts. In its latest report focusing on biodiversity, the Council says we need to optimise the role of ecosystem restoration in reducing emissions, sequestering carbon and improving resilience to climate change. The 30 by 30 goals say Ireland should have 30% of its land and 30% of its sea designated for nature by 2030. In studio, I'm joined by Yvonne Buckley, a member of the Climate Change Advisory Council and Professor of Zoology at Trinity College Dublin. You're very welcome to the programme. It might be self-evident, I suppose, that climate and biodiversity are interconnected and can't be tackled separately. But you might just briefly explain to us why that's so.
Absolutely. So I think we'll start with what biodiversity actually is. It's the birds, the bees, the bats, the flies, the plants that make up all of our ecosystems here in Ireland. Biodiversity is not just confined to a few little protected areas. It's all around us. It's in our agricultural systems, at our coasts, in our seas. So and a healthy state for biodiversity means that it provides us with really important services, including climate services like drawing carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere, locking it away into the bodies of animals and plants and locking it away into the soil. So it provides us with solutions to actually slow down or stop climate change. And then importantly, it provides us with really important climate adaptation solutions as well. So a healthy peat bog, for example, a peat bog that is wet and soggy and is pulling carbon dioxide out of the air can hold an awful lot of water. So if we're going to see, and we are seeing currently, changes in our precipitation patterns, so we're seeing more intense rainfall events, rainfall, you know, a much heavier rainfall at certain times, and a healthy peat bog will lock that water away, will slow down the flow of the water. So by looking at the ecosystems in our river catchments and in our uplands and restoring them, we're actually enabling nature to provide solutions for us to things like flooding, slowing down the flow.
But are you saying that we're looking at biodiversity on the one hand in isolation to climate change? We're not linking A with B.
We're definitely underestimating the benefits that biodiversity in a healthy state can give us for tackling our climate challenges. So our national climate objective includes that we need to be climate neutral, climate resilient, environmentally sustainable and biodiversity rich. Mm. So we are obligated as the Climate Change Advisory Council to look at how biodiversity, how we can achieve that biodiversity rich state and how we can achieve our climate objectives together with our biodiversity objectives.
But what are you arguing for so that we can do this better?
Absolutely. So we need faster action. We need action on the ground now. And that means we need more funding to do it. The funding needs to be directed towards those who are putting in place solutions, nature-based solutions on the ground. And that includes incentivising farmers, for example, to work with nature, to have more nature-friendly farming practices, but also our forestry sectors and across the board, transport and buildings.
More money so they can do what they do and do it faster. But I notice you say in your report as well, it's all about location. It's not just about planting trees. It's not just about re-wetting a bog. It's about where you do it.
Absolutely. So the value of biodiversity, the job that it does in our landscape depends on where it is. So we need better knowledge on where our biodiversity is in the landscape.
We have no habitat mapping in the
We have no national habitat maps. No, we don't have a comprehensive map of where our habitats, so these are the places that animals and plants live. So that makes it very hard then to plan developments to minimise the impact on biodiversity.
But at the same time as you are arguing for this joined up thinking and more funding, and we'll be talking about this in a short while, the water treatment report from the EPA, we find, you know, that they've identified 73, I think, priority areas that are in need of urgent fixes. And they say, you know, further damage is being done to our lakes, our rivers, our estuaries, our coastal waters. This all plays into what you're saying as well. If we don't have clean water in our lakes and our rivers, how can we even begin to address the climate issues and the joined up thinking you're talking about?
Absolutely. A lot of our biodiversity really depends on having clean water and clean rivers and clean lakes, as well as that providing us with healthy, clean water for drinking and swimming in and all that kind of stuff that we like to do. And nature can provide us with solutions for that as well. So there are nature-based solutions for cleaning up our water through integrated constructed wetlands, for example. Okay. So these nature-based solutions are good for people, good for biodiversity, and provide us with solutions to some of the biggest challenges that we have out there in the climate and in our environmental space.
Right. Thank you for coming into us this morning. That's Yvonne Buckley, Professor of Zoology at Trinity College and a member of the Climate Change Advisory Council.